Okay, yesterday we started the sugya of Gerut Hoshav, and we said one basic chakira about a Gerut Hoshav. What was our basic chakira about a Gerut Hoshav? Remind me. Is it a mitzvah geirus or is it not a mitzvah geirus? Does he, that when Gerut Hoshav is mekabel to observe the Shavuot Mitzvah Bnei Noach, does that mean that he really becomes a ger or not? Now, the greatest indication that it is sort of a geirus is the fact that the Rambam writes it has to be done in front of a Beis Din. It has to be mekabel the Shavuot Mitzvah in front of a Beis Din. What does a Beis Din have to do with a guy who just happens to be a guy who's observing the Shavuot Mitzvah Bnei Noach? No, a Beis Din is needed to do a geirus. So maybe this is viewed in a sort of way like a gerus. And the raya that we had was in the Rambam in the 12th parak of Yisuri Biyah. The Rambam writes halacha hey that abal al bas gertosha veim kanoim pogimbo. That even though someone who's baal aram is kanoim pogimbo, someone who sleeps with a guy, you go and you attack him and you kill him, but not a baal bas gertosha. Bas gertosha? What's a bas gertosha? You know what we call a bas gertosha? A guy. What difference? Why would it make a difference who her father is? If she's a Gerut Hoshav, I understand that. What does it matter who her father is? The indication, the implication of the Rambam is that being a Gerut Hoshav is something that can be passed on for generations. And if he's a Gerut Hoshav, his daughter's a Gerut Hoshav. Sounds like it's something about his mahus. It's something about his status. It's chalos. Almost like a gerus. And in fact, we saw that the Panovich Rav said just this very chiddush, that a Gerut Hoshav is an actual status change. It's a mitzvah gerus, and he brings a raya from a Rashi in Yevamos, where Rashi writes in Yevamos Mem Chesun Beis that a Gerut Hoshav is chayiv in Shmir Shabbos, because anyone who's mechal Shabbos is called Ovid Avod Zara, and a Gerut Hoshav is not allowed to be Ovid Avod Zara. A guy is not allowed to be Ovid Avod Zara. So Gerut Hoshav is mitzvah in Shmir Shabbos, says the Panovich Rav, but every guy is mitzvah in Shavu Mitzvah Pidei Noach. And yet we know Goy Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. A guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So how could you say that a Gerut Hoshav is Chayiv in Shmir Shabbos because it's not observing Shabbos is like Avod Zara? So it says Panovich Rav, what you see is, for a guy, he doesn't have to do Avod, he's not Mitzuvan Avod Zara the way Yisrael is Mitzuvan Avod Zara. A guy is Mitzuvan Avod Zara Midine Goy. So he doesn't have, his lack of observance of Shabbos is not Avod Zara. That's for a Jew. For a guy, Avodah Zarah is real Avodah Zarah, and that's it. Chil Shabbos isn't Avodah Zarah. But for a Jew, Chil Shabbos is like Avodah Zarah. For a Gerut Hoshav, Chil Shabbos is like Avodah Zarah. Because a Gerut Hoshav is a din of a Miktsas Yisrael. That was the raya that we had from Rashi. And then we had four other rayas that he has a din of a Miktsas Yisrael. The way the Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Yisuri Biyah lists the halachos of Gerut Hoshav together with the halachos of Gerut Tzedek. The way the Rambam talks about Ein Kanoim Pogimbo, like we just mentioned. The way the Rambam in the 6th parak of Hilchos Malachim Melacha Dalid writes that a Goya Maleki, or from the Shivas Amin that's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, you're allowed to Mutalach Yoso, you can let him live and you can support him. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, because once he's mekabel the Sheva Mitzvos, he's yatzah mechal Shivas Amim, and he's now no longer defined as one of the seven nations. Well, what do you mean he's no longer defined as one of the seven nations? If he's one of the seven nations, he just happens to be observing mitzvos now, he's still one of the seven nations. If he's an Amaleki who happens to be a nice guy, he's still an Amaleki. But if it's a Geirus, so it's Katan Shinolad, he's a brand new person. The Raya from Rabbeinu Gershom and Krisus, Daf Tesam Beis, where he even uses that lashon sheishbo ktsas gerus. Then we went through yesterday how to reject each of those rayas, and we pointed out that pashtus is clearly not like the Panovich Rav says. Pashtus is that a Gerut Hoshav just means he's still a guy. It's not a gerus. It just means that since he's a guy who's doing it right, he's living the life the way a guy is supposed to live his life, we have to treat him with a certain amount of dignity and respect and support. But not that he's an actual Jew in any which way. What about Shmir Shabbos? So Rav Asher says, in spite of the fact that the Orach Lener, Nakamar Yevamos over there, says that he has to observe Shabbos midoraisa, Rav Asher says most likely that's not correct. He has to observe Shabbos midrabbanan. His chiv in Shmir Shabbos is only midrabbanan. But ein chinami, on a daraisa level, he's not chayiv in Shmir Shabbos at all. You know, the raya we had was that the Machlokes Rishonim, to what level does he have to observe Shabbos? Machlokes Tanaim, to what level does he have to observe Shabbos? Does he observe Shabbos to the level that a Jew observes Yom Tov? Or to the level that a Jew observes Chol HaMoed? And we said, come on, wait a second. On a Doraisa level, Shabbos for a Ger Toshav is going to mean that he has to observe Shabbos, but he's allowed to cook for Ochel Nefesh. Shabbos is din of Ochel Nefesh on a Doraisa level. On a Doraisa level, we have a Havamina that he has to observe Shabbos, but Melechas Davra Aved he's allowed to do like a Jew in Chol HaMoed on a Doraisa level. Probably not, says Rav Asher. Probably it's a din midrabanan that he has to observe some semblance of Shabbos because he's living amongst us. Imagine, it's hard for us to imagine. The closest we can come to imagining what it means to have a society where everyone is observing Shabbos is, the exit off the highway by Bnei Brak. Says by the exit off the highway, this exit is closed on Shabbos. You literally can't drive in on Shabbos. So what are we going to have? We're going to have a Ger Toshav driving his car. Everyone else is observing Shabbos. So probably the Rabbanan thought it would be inappropriate to have this guy being Machal Shabbos. So, we tell him he's not allowed to observe Shabbos, so we can't make him observe Shabbos. So we tell him, cook. Right? You'll cook in the privacy of your own home. You'll cook your meals. So you won't be a Goy Shabbos. You won't be Chayiv Misa. But you're still a guy. So you gotta cook, you gotta do something. But we don't want you blatantly violating Shabbos because that's going to the optics of it are terrible. The child's gonna be walking to shul with his father. Why is that guy driving? It'll be such an unusual sight. So we don't want Chol Shabbos all around us. So that's probably what it means. It's a din midrabanan, but really is he a Jew? Nah, he's not a Jew. So what we closed with yesterday is we raised the question, well, wait a second. If this is all a din midrabanan, that the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos, by what power do the Rabbanan have, to enforce this din midrabanan, to impose on this guy that he has to listen to the Rabbanan? Why do we have to listen to the Rabbanan? We mentioned yesterday, Shteit and Pasuk Lo Sasur. We have to listen to what the Rabbanan tells, not let it veer from what the rabbis say. Is Lo Sasur one of the seven mitzvahs of Pnei Noach? No, not on anyone's list. So, why does he have to listen? So there is a beautiful piece in Rav Elchanan, in Kuntros Divrei Sofri, the second volume of Kovit Shiurim. He has a Kuntros, called Kuntros Divrei Sofri, where he discusses Inyanim of Torah Shebal Peh. In Simen Aleph, of Kuntros Divrei Sofrim, Osios Chav Aleph through Chav Dalet, Rav Elchanan develops an idea that Rav Asher Weiss takes like 10 levels further in like all of his Svarim, something we've mentioned many, many times. An idea called Ratzon HaTorah. How do we know when God gives us a mitzvah d'oraisa? Well, you look in the Torah. And if the Torah says something explicitly, then we know it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But even if it's not explicit, even if it's derived from one of the Yudgim Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben, also, mitzvah d'orais. Rav Elchanan's mechadesh, that there's another way to create a mitzvah d'orais. Not just through the Torah itself and through the Yudgim Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben, but through our understanding of Ratzon Hashem. When we know what Ratzon Hashem is, we have a chiyuv d'orais to listen to Ratzon Hashem. And he says, "Ubazei yuvan." With this, we can understand how it could be that there were gezeros of the chachamim before Matan Torah. We had no mitzvah l'sasur before Matan Torah. How could it be that there was ever a gezerah that the Rabban made on us before Matan Torah? For example, Akum abal bas Yisrael, a guy being baal bas Yisrael, gezeros based in shal shem. The based in shal shem, well before Matan Torah. Why do I have to listen to the Bezin of Shame before I receive the Torah, before the Jewish people receive the Torah? There's no Lo Sasur. Why is it that the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, Hosef Yomechon Midaito. The Gemara says that there were three things Moshe Rabbeinu did Midaito, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yado. And Hashem said, great idea, good going, Moshe. And one of them is Hosef Yomechon Midaito. He added an extra day before Matan Torah. He felt that we needed an extra day of preparation. Midaito. Figuring it out on his own. Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Which rabbi? Moshe Rabbeinu. Pretty big rabbi. Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Why did we have to listen? It was before Kabbalah Satorah. There's no Lo Sasser. Furthermore, Rav Elchanan says, as Machlokas Rishonim, what the nature of the mitzvah of Chinuch is. You say a child reaches the age of Chinuch, so he has to take Lulav, he has to sit, so he has to do all the mitzvahs. Midin Chinuch. What does that mean he has to do all mitzvahs? Does that mean that he's mitzuva in the mitzvahs? Or does it mean that the father is mitzuva to make sure the child does mitzvahs? I always find it very fascinating that there could be such a daya that it's only the father's chiyuv. Because if you think about it, according to that opinion, that it's only the father's machlokas Rashi tells us. But if you assume it's only the father's chiyuv, it's not the child's chiyuv, what's the father going to say? I need you to eat kosher because I have a chiyuv to make sure you eat kosher. And what could the child turn around and say? I don't care. I have no obligation. God didn't impose it on me. Sorry. How's the father supposed to win that one? He can't even say Hashem wants you to do this. Because the katan could say, Hashem doesn't want me to do it. He wants you to do something. He doesn't want me to do anything. I always thought that was the most powerful word in chinuch. That the father's mitzvah of chinuch is not just to see to it that the child does it, but he has to see to it that the child wants to do it. Because if the child doesn't want to do it, he has no reason to do it. He has no chiyuv. So it's the father's job not just to make the child do it, but to make the child want to do it. L'chanech besimcha. Not just to be mechanech. I told you, I asked from Zilberstein, oh, you wrote a sefer on chinuch? He says, no, I wrote a sefer on chinuch besimcha. Because that's the yisod of chinuch. But there's another shita. That it's the kid's chiyuv. That it's the child's own chiyuv. Rashi shitam brachas memchez the father's chiyuv. But what if you hold that it's the kid's own chiyuv? Ask Rav Elchanan. What does it mean kid's own chiyuv? The Torah doesn't command him in any of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So midrabbanan, we're mechayev a child, and then the child could say, yeah, I don't have to listen to the rabbis, because lo sasur wasn't given to me. Lo sasur was given to people over bar and bas mitzvah. I don't have a mitzvah of lo sasur. Sorry, I'm not doing it. What's the mechayev for the child? Says Rav Elchanan, once you understand that there's a concept called Ratzon Hashem, we understand very well. The reason we have to listen to the rabbis is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Rabbanan Shluchei HaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us through Lo Sasur, when the Rabbanan tell you something, that is an expression of my Ratzon. And that's the ultimate Mechayev. The fact that when the Rabbanan tell us something, the Rabbanan make a din, it's an expression of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what is the real Mechayev. So then we understand very well that the child pater from all mitzvahs because Hashem wants to pater him. But once the Chachamim are gozer on him, that he has to do it, and we know that whatever the Chachamim say, that's a reflection of Ratzon Hashem, Memela, it's a Mechayev. Ratzon Hashem. He says, that could be Pshat and Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Perek Yutes. I know you already know what Pasuk I'm going to say, right? Everyone knows Yirmiyo Yutes, just like that, right? Pasuk says, I don't even know if I can pronounce all the words, let's see. Ubanu as Bamos HaBaal, Lisrof as Bneim Be'esh, Alos Labala Shalotzi Visi Velo Dibarti Velo Olsa Al Libi. The Targum says, Zulo Pakadit Ba Raisi, Udulo Shlachis Beyad of Dai Neviaya, Velo Ru'ua Kadmi. Torah says, things that I didn't command. What does it mean I didn't command? I don't have in my Torah. I did not send the Rabbanan to command you. And I didn't think of on my own. What's that third one? Chiyuvim are created by being written in the Torah, by sending the Rabbanan, or Olsa Alibi. Category one, Sivoy. Category two, Dibur. Category three, She'ein Alav Lo Tzivoy Velo Dibur Ela Ratzon Hashem Bilvad. Something that's not a Tzivoy, it's not a Dibur, it's a Ratzon Hashem. And every time the Rabbanan says something, it's a reflection of the Ratzon Hashem. He says, according to Pashup Shalom Psukim, that's the Avera of Bilam HaRasha. Hashem says, Bilam says to Balak, to the Avdei Balak, you can offer me all the money in the world. I can't do something that God won't let me do. Sounds really nice. Big tzaddik, no? How many of us say, I'm sorry, I know you want to engage me in this conversation, but Hashem doesn't want me to speak Lashon Hara. I can't do something that Hashem doesn't want me to do. Bilam says that. You want me to curse the Jewish people? I can't. I can't do something that Hashem doesn't want me to do. Sounds like a really good big tzaddik. But it's not. He's not a tzaddik, he's a rasha. Because what he's saying is, I can't violate God's command. But as soon as there's not a command, a direct command of God, even though I know full well that God doesn't want me to go curse the Jewish people, don't worry, I'll do that right away. As soon as God gives me the verbal go-ahead, even though I know it's not what he wants. Like the parent who says, you really want to go out tonight? I really don't want you. Oh, fine. You can do it. And we know they really don't want us to do it. Bilam says, oh, great, I can, thanks. And he runs off. A violation of the Ratzon Hashem. So says Rav Asher, maybe that's the Mechayim. Why does the Ger Toshev have to be, observe Shabbos? So we said it's a din d'rabbanan, not like the Aruch HaNer, that it's a din d'oraisa. No, he's a guy. There's no din d'oraisa that he observes Shabbos on any level. It's a din d'rabbanan. We don't want, how's the community going to look if the Ger Toshev is driving his car on Shabbos? A din d'rabbanan, but why does he have to listen to the d'rabbanan? He has to listen to the d'rabbanan because all of humanity has to do Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is the greatest mechayev in the Torah. And if the Rabbanan say so, then it's the Ratzon Hashem. A few more rayas, though. That maybe it's even d'oraisa. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, where this Rashi comes up, where Rashi talks about a Ger Toshev observing Shabbos, because otherwise it's a violation of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is talking on a pasuk. It's teaching up a pasuk. L'man yanuach avdecha v'ager. So it's explaining a pasuk. So it sounds like, you see why the Aruch HaNer says that we're dealing with din d'oraisa. So Rav Asher says, no, you have to say that it's, what that pasuk is saying really, is that the Ger Toshev can't do malacha for a Jew. And Rashi is explaining why the Torah singles out a Ger Toshev more than other B'nai Noach. Because a Ger Toshev on a D'Rabbanan level has this extra requirement. But on a d'oraisa level, all the pasuk is really saying is that he can't do malacha for a Jew. There's a Me'iri on that sugi Nivamas, uses the lashon of ger lachatzotin. Also seems to imply that he's partially a Jew. So says Rav Asher, nah, probably it's not what he means. What he means, ger lachatzotin, is the Me'iri quotes the Shitas HaRavid, that even though we're not mekabel ger toshev bizman she'ina yovel noheg. Nowadays we don't have Yovel. Why don't we have Yovel nowadays? In order to have Yovel, you need Rov Yoshveha Aleha. The majority of Klal Yisrael has to be in Eretz Yisrael. You also need all the Shvatim al Admasan. You need the Shvatim to be Makir their Makom in Eretz Yisrael. Rov Yoshveha Aleha, I think we're like either there or very, very, very close to it. because Jews in Chutz La'aretz keep intermarrying, so we keep dying out in Chutz La'aretz, and as the population in Israel grows, we're dying in Chutz La'aretz faster than we're growing in Israel, or whatever. We're very, very close if we're not already there to Rav Yoshua Eldad, but we don't have Yovel, because we don't have everyone in their ancestral land, based on the Shvatim. So when there's no Yovel, the Ravid says there's no Ger Toshav. Nevertheless, we're allowed to let a guy live amongst us, we just don't have the mitzvah lahachiyos, so we don't have a mitzvah to support him. So the Meiri writes, no, bizman shein yovel noeg, ein ha'aretz b'milua, ve'ein lanu li'ishayin al binasenu l'kabel gerim l'chatzain, dainu shielo miktsas din ger toshav kedas arayvim. Says we can't do that anymore. We can't have the wisdom to know when to be makabel ger toshav anymore. And that in that context is we can't do this half gerus. So if you look carefully what the Miri is saying, he's not saying that ger toshav is a half gerus. When he says we can't do this half gerus, he's commenting on the Ravid. What the Ravid had said was, this helps a lot if it's seen it inside. What the Ravid had said. Is that the Ravid said that when we have Yovel, we have a full-fledged din of Geratoshav. Now that we don't have Yovel, still, let them live here, let them observe the Sheva Mitzvah. It's just, there's no Mitzvah Lachiyoso. You know what the Ravid is describing? A half status of Geratoshav. He's not describing half of a Gerus, he's not describing Mitzvah Yisrael. He's describing a watered-down version of Geratoshav. And it's on that that the Miri says, no, we're not going to do this half ger business. It doesn't mean half ger, he means half ger tosha. So that's not a raya either. But there are many other rayas as well. But it's, if you haven't seen it inside, you'll be lost in translation a little bit. Certainly less kishmak. So let's move on to the next stage. It could be that this is a machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether the ger, Toshav, has a mixas din Yisrael and not a mixas din Yisrael. Based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we quoted yesterday, what was the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? We had Avodah Zarah of Samach Dalet and Beis. The Gemara wants to know, is a ger Toshav, we know the halacha is a Jew does not have the power to be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Something is still, if there was something that's an Avodah Zarah and a Jew says, I hereby say that you are worthless, it's still the status of an Avodah Zarah, you're not going to get enough from it, you know, you have to destroy it, all that. If a guy has an Avodah Zarah and he's Mevatel the Avodah Zarah and he says, you are worthless, the guy is able to be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah. Fret the Gemara, but what about a Ger Toshav? Can a Ger Toshav be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah? So the way the Bavli has it is, what are the two sides? Should we say that since he doesn't actually worship it, he's not able to be mevatel, or should we say that since he's a guy, be'etzem, he can be mevatel? But you see, is that a ger toshav is a guy? That's the way the Bavli formulates the question. The Yerushalmi has it a little different. The Yerushalmi has that a ger toshav can't be mevatel in avodah zarah because since he's shavli Yisrael b'shlosha devarim, he can't be mevatel in Avodah Zarah, just like Yisrael can't be mevatel. Meaning, there's an Isser la'anoso la'oshko. There are certain ways you have to treat a ger toshav that are similar to the way that you have to treat a Jew. And that's Yushalmi's tzad to say that the ger toshav cannot be mevatel in Avodah Zarah, just like a Jew cannot be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you treat him like a Jew. So it sounds from Yushalmi's tzad that the Ger Toshav is a din of a Yisrael. According to the Bavli, why would we say the Ger Toshav can be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah? The Tzad say that he can be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah is to say he's a guy, bar mineh. According to the Yerushalmi, the Tzad to say that he can't be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah is that he's a Jew. They have to treat him like a Jew. Sounds a little bit like it might be a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi.
No, Yerushalmi said it which way?
That the tzad to say that he can be mevatel, that he cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah, is not like the Bavli said. The tzad to say that he can't be mevatel the avodah zarah is because he doesn't do avodah zarah. That's what the Bavli said. Nothing to do with his status. He just doesn't do avodah zarah, so he can't be mevatel. But the way the Yerushalmi says is that sad to say that he can't be mevatalit is because you have to treat him like a Jew. So it makes it sound like he has the status of a Jew. But it could be that that's not what it means. It could be that what the Yerushalmi means is you have to treat him with a certain level of dignity because he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, and it really means the same thing as the Bavli. So it's not the greatest raya. But listen to this. This is an important maramako. If you have a chance to look this one up inside. In Simon Lamed Tes in Or HaChaim, what is Simon Lamed Tes in Or HaChaim about? Hilchos what? Lamed Tes. Hilchos Tefillin. In Hilchos Tefillin, whoops, I just ripped the page a little bit. In Hilchos Tefillin, Magen Avraham writes as follows. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is kosvei tefillin and mezuzos heim v'tigreim v'tigrei tigreim v'kala oskim v'mlech shamayim p'tur me'anach tefillin kala yom zuzos b'shas kriyash ma tefillah. Anyone who writes tefillin and merchants of tefillin, they're all doing mitzvahs. And when you're osik b'mitzvah, you put them in a mitzvah. So these guys are put from kriyash ma all day long. Says the Magen Avraham in the context of his discussion. Where is it? Magen Avraham writes that a ger toshav is kosher to be kosev tefillin and mezuzah. I think I'm in the wrong place here. It's not lama tes and katan tes. Oh wait. Yeah, I was in the wrong place. Here it is. Sorry, wrong halacha. The halacha that Magen Avraham is going on makes more sense. Nimtzu biyad goy ven yadua mikasvam ksherim. If you find tefillin in the hands of a guy and you don't know who wrote those tefillin, you go to the airport and you go to the lost and found, and you see tefillin in the lost and found, even though a guy has them, you have the right to assume that they're kosher tefillin. Says Magen Avraham, distam akum in bekiyim lichtov. If someone wrote those tefillin, chances are it wasn't a guy, because goyim don't write tefillin. So it's probably written by a Jew. Even though a Sefer Torah cannot be written by a mamzer or a ger toshav, tefillin and mezuzos ain't lachosh. Tefillin and mezuzos, a ger toshav is a lot of right. Tefillin and mezuzos, a ger toshav is a lot of right? What does it tell you? Some status of a Jew. A ger toshav is writing tefillin and mezuzos, gevalt. Yeah?
Why do we assume that just because we said that a goy doesn't know how to write tefillin? I mean, if you want to say a goy is possible if he writes tefillin, that's one thing different. But the Shulchan Aruch just said that a goy, since he doesn't know how to write tefillin, therefore we assume that it wasn't him. But if he would know how to write tefillin, right? Then
you'd have to assume it was written by a guy and it would be possible.
So it'd be possible. So
written by a guy is definitely possible. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Then. So,
it has to be written l'shma. It has to be written l'shma. Says the Machzah Shekel. Because what's the problem with a ger toshav of writing a Sefer Torah? He's going to get to the pasuk of Lo Soch L'Kol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat Nevela. Rather, L'Ger Asher B'Sharecha Titnena. Give it to the ger toshav. Kiyam kadosh atal Hashem el kecho, because you're holier than him, so you can't eat Nevela, you gotta give it to the ger toshav. And he's gonna say, I'm not writing this. Well, this is nice. I'm a ger toshav. In tefillin, that pasuk doesn't appear, so you can write tefillin. But he's not a Jew! How can he write tefillin? Unbelievable. L'anias daiti says machsa shekel lo hevanti. Loma ger toshav mutar lichtov tefillin. Halav bar kshirahu. A woman is not allowed to write tefillin, the Gemara Menachos says. Because kol sheino b'kshira, eino b'ksiva. A woman's not chayiv in the midst of wearing tefillin, she can't write tefillin. A woman has full kedushas Yisrael. Ger toshav is going to write tefillin? Forget it, he's not a bar kshira even. He doesn't even have kedushas Yisrael. Very, very difficult. But that line in the Magen Avraham does seem to suggest that he's got something. You got to look in the Yad Ephraim over there also. Talks about this a little bit. Very, very difficult. Another Marmakom. In Yoredeah, Simon Beis. Yoredeah, Simon Beis. What's at the very beginning of Yoredeah? Hilchos. I don't expect you to know this. You didn't learn for Smicha yet. Hilchos Shchita. Yet. Hilchos Shchita. I just saw a Balabas, one of my Talmidim's father. Father, one of my Talmidim. He told me, I get a Balzav, I just got Smicha. Balabas works for a living. He's been learning with Rabbi Levin every day for a long time. I don't know if every day, but a lot. Toward a Smicha. Very nice. Simon Bey Sefal. Shchita. It's about Shchita. Shchita is Ovid Chavim Nevela. If Ovid Chavim does Shchita, the animal's in Nevela. No good. Even if he's a katan, even if he's not an idol worshiper. Kigon Ger Toshav, says the Ramah. Like a Ger Toshav. His Shchita is going to be in Nevela. Says the Taz, Sivkat Nalev. He discusses why it is that it's no good. And the Taz begins to discuss. That there's a machlokas about a Ger Toshav. That maybe a Ger Toshav should be kosher to do Shechita. Now Ger Toshav is allowed to eat Nevela. To the Rambam, a Ger Toshav mutter, kiven shiyatza mechlala amin. According to the Rambam, a Ger Toshav is mutter because he's yatza mechlala amin. He's not considered one of the other amin. What does that mean? Sounds like Miktsas Yisrael. Very, very difficult.
He's like an independent.
Right. Almost like he's not a goy and he's not a Jew.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's a Jew.
Right. It's almost like his own category. That's what it sounds like a little bit. There is another passage in the Rambam which is also somewhat troubling. Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi ha-gvura l'chuf es kol boi yolom l'kabel mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded that everyone has to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, every human being, v'kol mi shelo yikabel, and anyone who doesn't accept the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, yei hareg, should get killed. V'amekabel lo samu anikra ger toshav v'kol makom, and if he does mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, then he's a ger toshav. What the Rambam seems to be saying is that everyone has an obligation to be a Ger Toshav. And if you're not a Ger Toshav, you're Chayv Misa. From the Ritva in our Sugya, Makos doesn't sound that way, that you have a Chiv to be a Ger Toshav. Just that if you do it, you get Schar as a Mitzvah V'yosa. As opposed to a regular guy who does Shev Mitzvah, gets Schar as an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. You get a higher level of Schar. That's what it sounds from the Sugyas of Avakamin, of Aldazara. But the Ram sounds like he's saying that you have a Chiv. The challenge with the Rambam is going to be a few problems with the Rambam. What's going to be the nafkamina between one of the Shiva Amimim and a regular guy, according to that, a regular Ben Noach? The Rambam writes, we mentioned yesterday in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Malachim, that even a member of Amalek or the Shiva Amimim that becomes a Ger Toshav, mitzvah l'achiyosav, you no longer have a mitzvah to kill him, now you have a mitzvah to support him and encourage him. So it turns out that if you're an Amaleki and you don't do the Sheva Mitzvos, you're not Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, you Chayev Misa. If you do the Sheva Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lachi also, we're going to support you. And if you're Stamagoy from any other nation and you don't do the Sheva Mitzvos, Rambam says, Yei Horeg! Chayev Misa. And if you do the Sheva Mitzvos, Rambam says, Mitzvah Lachyoso. So what's the difference? I mean, the Rambam Lishitaso that says about the Amaleki that if he accepts the Sheva Mitzvos, that all of a sudden we have Mitzvah Lachyoso, cuts us off on the other end also. Because he says a regular guy who doesn't do the Sheva Mitzvos is going to get killed. So what's the difference between an Amaleki / Zayin Amim and any other guy? So it could be a couple of nafkaminas. First nafkamin is the Sheva Amin Amaleki that's not Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, you would kill even a child. Even the Taf are included in the Gzeira, they have to, in the mitzvah to kill. But someone who fails to be a ger toshav, we wouldn't call a child someone who fails to be a ger toshav. He'd have to be an adult to say that he's failed to be a ger toshav. Nashim would not be enough kamina, because l'chara, a woman who fails to be a ger toshav, also is chayv misa according to the Rambam, right? Another nafkamina, Rav Asher Weiss says brilliantly. Maybe with this we'll close. Brilliant nafkamina, Rav Asher Weiss has. It says as follows. Someone who's an Amalekir from the Shiva Amin, why is he chayv misa? What would you say? He has to get killed because? How do you finish the sentence? Because?
He just does.
He is from one of those nations. Is there anything he did? Exactly like you said. Because he just does, because he's from one of those nations. The Rambam's view of a ger toshav, he has to get killed because... No? What? What did he do? No, someone who... He was not mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. Someone who's not mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs has to get killed because he... failed to be mekabel shem mitzvahs. It was about him. He had a failure in kabbalah mitzvahs. Says Rav Asher, it could be a very simple nafkamina. Let's say we never gave him the option. We never brought him to a basin and said, "Listen, fella, you got shem mitzvahs. Are you mekabel them or you not?" If we brought him to a basin and we gave him that option, so he failed. He didn't do it. Didn't decided not to take us up on it, so he's chayiv misa. But it could very well be that if we never brought him in front of a basin and we never said, "Listen, you want to do the Sheva Mitzvahs?" We never had that conversation with him. Then we can't call him someone who failed to be mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. Failed to be mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs means that he had a chance to be mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs and he didn't take up that opportunity. Whereas the Zayin Avim, it doesn't matter if they ever had an opportunity. They are who they are. And therefore they have to be killed. And the riot of this is that you have to say that an Obdik Chavim, that a regular Goyim, there's Halach Lo Malin V'lo Maridin. According to the Rambam, what do you mean Lo Malin V'lo Maridin? You know what Lo Malin V'lo Maridin means? We don't push them down the pit and kill them, but if they're there, we're not going to save them either. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, you should shove them down. If they're not Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, if they don't observe Sheva Mitzvahs, shove them in the pit. Well, how could it be Lomal Lomaridin? Well, says Rav Asher, Al Karchuk, what you have to say is that it's Lomal Lomaridin if they never had the opportunity to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, and that's why they don't do Sheva Mitzvahs. So we don't call them failures in Sheva Mitzvahs. But the truth is, where the Rambam gets this from is unclear. This idea that someone who decides not to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah said he's Chayv Misa. It's not clear exactly what the source of this Rambam is. All right, we'll stop there again. Next week we'll pick up with a new sugya.
The Rambam says that.